Chapter 63. Done up in the same Spanish style as Town Hall and the Park Mansion complex, Vineland Park Village was a kind of Rodeo Drive turned into a square strip mall. The bulk of the businesses were designer clothing and accessory shops, with a movie theater, restaurants, and a few bars thrown in. It was the sort of place created to burn your cash and melt your credit cards faster than a casino. The cars in the lot were like the cars parked in the driveway at Hale Hunsicker's house, expensive, luxurious, and fast. The place was impeccably landscaped with flower beds carpeted in burnt orange, yellow, and periwinkle-colored Texas wildflowers. Cactus, too. The sidewalks were shaded by rows of acacia trees.
"Right across the street there," Pruitt said. "That's the Vineland Park Country Club, where the wedding reception will be."
"You think I can get a look at the place before the wedding?"
"I'm sure Cahan will take care of that for you. Kind of exclusive. Only reason they let me in is because the members think it's smart to keep the chief of police happy."
"Speaking of Cahan, I haven't seen him lately."
"Like I said, Jesse, you gotta watch out for fellas like him. No telling what he's getting up to. But come on, let's get you an after-barbecue drink."
"Is that a Texas tradition, too?"
"No, sir. Not a Lone Star tradition, but it sure is one of mine."
"Just one," Jesse said. "After listening to Belinda Yankton's tale, I could use one." Alcoholics were full of such lines. There wasn't a situation where a drinker couldn't come up with a snappy rationalization. Jesse Stone was no exception.
"You'll be upstairs tonight," Pruitt said, sipping his bourbon and water.
They were at Ace's Bar, a notorious local watering hole, at least according to Pruitt. Vineland natives called the upstairs lounge the Jungle Bar because,
well, that's where the big cats and kittens prowl. You'll see.
Jesse was already through most of his black label and soda. He was about to ask for more info on the Jungle Bar when his cell phone buzzed in his pocket. "Excuse me," he said, waving the phone at Pruitt and retreating to a quiet spot near the restrooms.
"Jesse Stone."
"Jen, soon to be Hunsicker here. Where are you?"
"Ace's Bar with Chief Pruitt."
"Are you drunk, Jesse?"
"Jen, we've talked about this.
You lost the right to ask me those kinds of questions a long time ago. But no, I'm not. The chief and I have had a long day, and we had stuff to talk about."
"Jed's a good man," she said, trying to recover. "Do you think you could ask him to leave you there? I want to talk to you, Jesse, alone."
"Look, Jen, I'm not up for any drama, okay?"
"Does Diana know you're out drinking in the afternoon?"
"What did I just say, Jen?"
"I'm sorry, Jesse, I'm sorry. Of course, what Diana knows or doesn't know isn't any of my business. Please, just ask Jed to leave you there, and I'll be over in 10 minutes. Please, Jesse, consider it a wedding gift."
"A wedding gift is for both the bride and groom. Do you think Hale will see our visit that way?"
"You're impossible, Jesse Stone. I'm coming over. If you want this conversation to happen in front of Jed, that's up to you."
She hung up. Jesse went back to his drink and asked Jed Pruitt if he wouldn't mind giving him some time alone. "I'll be okay. Peepers won't make his move here."
"You sure about that? Remember what Belinda Yankton said to you today?"
"I'm sure. I'll call Ari to come get me when I'm done."
"Are you sure you won't come tonight?" Jesse asked.
"I feel like I could use an ally." "You look like a fella that will hold his own around Hale's crowd. Mention your baseball career, and all them Master of the Universe types will shrivel up. Money may be good for a man's ego, but it don't measure up to really doing something. Remember, most little boys grow up dreaming of being a cop or a professional athlete. I'd say you got that covered." "Thanks for the barbecue and the company. Truly my pleasure. I'll catch up with you at tomorrow's festivities."
When Jed Pruitt's back vanished into the shadows of the bar, Jesse hurried to order a second black label. He thought of Jen and thought of how he could use that second drink.
He laughed at himself, because even he realized he would have had a second drink regardless.